Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. For your general information, a lady is being taken to the hospital. A little bit woozy, she's conscious, but she will be okay. Medics have taken good care of her. Welcome to our annual Veterans Day concert, a musical tribute to the men and women who have served our country in uniform. For many years, this holiday was observed as Armistice Day, in recognition of the end of World War I in 1918. In 1953, the community of Emporia, Kansas, celebrated with its own title of All Veterans Day. This inspired a Kansas congressman to introduce a bill which led to a National Veterans Day beginning in 1954. With this concert, the band is celebrating its 20th anniversary. Starting as the Cupertino High School Alumni Band, it soon evolved into the Cupertino Symphonic Band, giving free concerts at a variety of community events. The founding conductor was Bob Gomez, and after his retirement as head of the high school's music department, was succeeded by Tom Narciso. Sadly, Bob passed away this summer. We will always remember him with respect and affection. Tom has been our conductor for about 7 years and is now taking a sabbatical of sorts and rejoining the saxophone section. Our new band president is making his debut as our conductor. So from our trombone section, and please welcome Mr. Dave Frederick. Red, white, blue, or khaki, whatever the colors, those who wore a uniform stood just a bit taller and felt a deeper sense of patriotism. We were especially proud when marching to our own song. Hundreds of tunes have been used to arouse a sense of duty and battle spirit. Begin the program with a medley of the theme songs for the Army, Coast Guard, Marines, Air Force, and Navy. Here is America's Finest. Thank you. In the Revolutionary War, also known as the American War of Independence, is the most prominent event of our nation's birth. This was preceded by the actions of several organized resistance groups. The first was the Sons of Liberty, which was formed in 1765 to advocate the causes of the American colonists, initially in opposition to the British-imposed Stamp Act. Our next selection includes three famous songs of that period. Chester, a hymn used as a marching song by the Continental Army. Paul Jones' Victory, a Celtic tune that praised American seamen. And the familiar Yankee Doodle. We present Sons of Liberty.
Thank you.
The next selection was written by England's premier march composer, Kenneth J. Alford. The musical pen name of Major Frederick Ricketts, born in 1881, died in 1945. Alford wrote only 18 marches, but each reflected the great dignity and simple charm of British band music. Although music historians have not determined exactly who Colonel Bogie was, his place in band music probably is assured. The well-known theme is a whistling tune from World War I and was featured in the great 1957 British movie, The Bridge on the River Kwai. In this story, British soldiers in a Japanese prison camp are forced to build a bridge for their captors, while the commanding officer matches wits with his counterpart, the camp commandant. The band now plays the Colonel Bogie March. Some of our earliest military tunes came during the Civil War. Songs we now sing around the campfire were used to inspire both sides. After hearing a band concert, General Robert E. Lee wrote, "I don't believe we can have an army without music." And Massachusetts soldier wrote home after hearing the 97th Indiana Band perform, "I don't know that we could have done without our band." You will recognize all the songs in this medley. Listen to the Mockingbird, Camptown Racist, Dixie, Maryland, My Maryland, The Battle Cry of Freedom, When Johnny Comes Marching Home, and Battle Hymn of the Republic. The band now plays American Civil War Fantasy.
Thank you.
Stay where you are. We're going to take a few minutes to let the jazz band set up. Won't take long. Okay, Tom. Move them up. Move them up. What did they say? As the old drill sergeant in Fordor used to say when he calling a break, be at ease, smoke them if you got them. Civilian support for our armed forces has been a vital part of our history ever since the Revolutionary War, and music has been especially important. One of the best examples was in World War II by the contributions of the so-called big bands. Although the name bands made the headlines, relatively unknown ensembles did their part in military bases, USO sites, and community dances. A popular and regular feature of the concerts here is our talented jazz band, led by Tom Narciso. Here's the group playing American Patrol and Groovin' Easy.
You can't get rid of me that easy. This first tune, American Patrol, was popularized by the Glenn Miller Orchestra in the 40s. So here we go.
Ensemble piece. This next song we're going to play is Groovin' Easy by Sammy Nestico, who is easily one of the most prolific straight-ahead jazz writers for big band alive and working today. He's written literally hundreds and hundreds of really great big band tunes. This song is going to feature Greg Wong on lead tenor on the solo. By the way, please give it up for my friend Andy Burchette coming to sit in on bass today for these two songs. John Blink here to sit in on drums, not just with this big band, but also with concert band for the whole show tonight. All right, here's Groovin' Easy. Thank you. We'll be here all week. Please tip your waitress.
Before our break, a couple of announcements. First, thank you to Monta Vista High School, particularly the music department, for the use of their band room for our rehearsals and the use of their percussion instruments. On behalf of Community Services, thank you for your food donations. On behalf of the band, thank you for your cash donations, and you can find the old beat-up tuba by the front door. Snack bar will be open during the break. We'll have a 14-minute intermission. I'll give you a 2-minute warning. Before we proceed with the music in the second half of our program, I think it is appropriate, given the reason we're gathered, to recognize the veterans and active duty personnel in the audience and the band. So would you please stand, veterans and any active duty personnel? Band members, please. To your veterans, your service required the uprooting of your lives and personal sacrifice. We salute you for that loyalty and continuing dedication to country. May the nation never forget your service. And to the audience, please note that there are many veterans charities out there that need your help, particularly at this time of year. Find it in your heart to give them a hand. From the early days of the industry, movies have given us stories of conflict. One of the favorite themes has been the Western. In 1985, Hollywood gave us the first major Western in a long time. The large all-star cast, it is the story of four unlikely comrades who join forces against some very bad guys. The band now presents music from the entertaining film, Silverado.
Thank you.
We next present one of the world's finest sea shanties. Its origin is obscure, but like so many of its kind, was probably English. On the clipper ship, Shenandoah was used as a capstan song. That is, the tune was chanted by the sailors as they turned the capstan to pull up the anchor. The Shenandoah River is in Virginia, and in the language of Tsenido Indians, Shenandoah means daughter of the moon. During the Civil War, the Shenandoah Valley was the scene of numerous battles. The most popular variant of the melody and text is the story of an early settler's love for the daughter of an Indian chief, Shenandoah. Here's the lovely and soothing Shenandoah.
Thank you.
country is involved in war, the so-called home front is a vital part of the struggle. This was clearly demonstrated when we entered World War II. A civilian population, including women in record numbers, created a triumph of American technology that was hailed as a production miracle. Among the miracles, the Willow Run factory in Michigan, which produced a B-24 Liberator bomber every 63 minutes, and the Kaiser Shipyard, which launched a Liberty ship in only 80 hours. There were, of course, some inconveniences in daily living, such as food and gasoline rationing, blackouts, and censoring of mail from our troops overseas. To keep morale high, there was always the music of the big bands, and here are some of their top songs with titles appropriate for the period. You will hear "It's Been a Long, Long Time," "Thanks for the Memory," "Bell Bottom Trousers," "The White Cliffs of Dover," "I'll Be Seeing You," "Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree," and "Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition." Here's a medley from the home front.
Thank you.
before our closing selection. Wednesday, November the 11th, 11 o'clock in the morning, at the Veterans Memorial in Memorial Park at the west end of the park, at the edge of the Senior Center parking lot, the city will have its third annual Veterans Day ceremony. The band's holiday concert, Sunday, December the 13th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right here. Now, thank you everyone for your attendance and your continued support. Hope you enjoyed our program and that you'll be back again for a holiday concert. We will close with the traditional sign-off, John Philip Sousa's Stars and Stripes Forever. Thank you.